Blog Talk Radio.
Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson, and I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson. And good morning, Dr. Reggie. And we have a special guest in the house, Cindy Bentley. Hello, Cindy.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Listen, today is Oracle Friday, guys, and you know what that means. That means we're going to have fun today. So, especially with Cindy, and we're so excited to announce that Cindy is going to be one of our regular guests. She'll be here with us every second Friday of the month, so you can really work on your negative energy and shifting it out and getting your healings. And she's just an amazing Reiki master, amazing DNA activation, an amazing energy worker, and you know, we're all energy. So we're excited that she's joined our team so that we can do some wonderful work with you and all of you light workers. Okay, so here's the deal. I want to give you the telephone number to call in, 914-338-0590. If you want to have ask Cindy a question or to have her to work with your energy this morning, you need to press 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that number is 914-338-0590. So, Dr. Reggie?
Yes.
You have so much drama with you this morning.
What do you mean?
Yes.
Oh.
So, will you take us into our opening prayer, our morning prayer?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Heavenly Father and Mother God and Goddess, we thank you for the energy of healing, prosperity, divine abundance, and love. We ask that you touch Cindy and that everybody listening to the show. We hope that all 20,000 listeners are available right now for their powerful healing and energetic frequency of signature that they are, and that they grow in their soul, and they erase all negative emotions, and they learn to trust the power of healing through the Holy Spirit in the person of Cindy Bentley. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Oh, my goodness. So, Cindy, you know, we have made a commitment for the next 12 months to really focus on bringing our audience to through their first initiation in becoming masters.
Right.
That is a huge commitment, number one. But number two, you know, I just think it's extremely powerful. So that we're taking the audience to another level of understanding their, you know, their spiritual journey. And currently, we started this journey with Joshua David Stone's book, Soul Psychology. So we've been talking about he calls it the three lines: superconsciousness, subconsciousness, and consciousness. And our four bodies, our emotional body, our mental body, our physical body, and our spiritual body, and bringing those into balance. And it has really been just kind of interesting to see with all the other books that we have studied to kind of see how we are moving forward on this next level. And in particular, I wanted today for us to focus on unconditional self-love, because we tend to beat ourselves up a lot, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
Go ahead.
I started doing some of that. I've just been working too much and getting just a little bit stressed out. And you know what that does? That starts reacting inside your body, in your physical body.
Oh.
So we have to love ourselves enough to recognize, to use discernment all the time. And when you're talking about the soul psychology book, I took mine off the shelf. I've had it for so long, and I have this thing marked up so much, I can't bless it. I really studied this book hard. So it's been a while, but I know I'm just going through it. And when you were talking about it last week, this is just a fantastic book. And even though it's almost 20 years old, it's got everything in it. It's amazing.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
I mean, it was as though he was writing for this specific time.
Yes. Yes.
Because we are, I think, you know, you are so aware, as many of our guests are, of the shifts that are taking place on the planet at this particular time. And he just wrote for that, for this time. It's amazing.
Exactly. And you know, I used to talk about this 10 years ago and more, because I started really the Ascension Path in the 90s, and you couldn't talk about it to many people because nobody knew what the heck you were talking about, number one. And number two, they would think you were just crazy. And then the light, when I would do work on people and clear out their energy fields, the big word that I would hear more and more is that they felt so detached. What made them so irritated earlier, before, now they didn't feel that response. They didn't respond to things the way they had previously. And one of the things I was reading about on the internet yesterday from Deepak Chopra, when someone asked him how you would know when you reached enlightenment, and he would say there was a detachment from the irritants, the normal irritants. You would recognize that you're detached from these things people would say or things that people would do. You recognize now it's not that important.
It's not that important. I'm really glad that you brought that up, because I there's a lot of conversation and chatter going on regarding the case with Trayvon Martin.
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, there are two sides, you know, to everything in life. There's always the polarity. And but it has people so irritable and up in arms and taking sides in terms of what's right and what's wrong. And the very first lesson in the Way of the Wizard, which was written by Deepak Chopra, by the way, is no judgment and no label. The ability that there's no right and there's no wrong. There just is. And that is very hard for us to move into that space. It takes time to move into that space. You know,
and Cynthia, can I add this? We are being divinely supported right now in all ways to let go of that space. Because that space, anything that's duality, anything that's judgment, is the three dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And three dimensional living is no more. Our planet is not, Gaia is not in the third dimension. We are in the fifth dimension, all the energies are here, but we've got to catch up because we are very powerful beings who have programmed ourselves to look out from what we are to see what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad, and place judgment on everything around us.
Mm-hmm.
That is the three-dimensional life that we now have to learn to let go of.
Mm-hmm.
And once you can start releasing, it gets easier and easier.
Yeah.
I know the minute I start, and we have to do it all the time. It's not because we have free will and our mind is always going. We can do it to ourselves. And the worst thing of all is judging ourselves.
Yes.
And making ourselves less than, because we're looking at ourselves from a judgment point of view. And not only do we look at ourselves, we look at other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I had someone that I thought was a friend here that she would talk to me now and then, and I could just hear her judging her other friends. I can't be friends with her anymore. She did this. My other friend is doing that. She's got this man that I don't approve of. And I'm just, I can't, blah, blah, blah. Judging. And I was like, boy, her talk to her self-talk must be gigantically judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I knew it was coming. So before and long, I was the next one up. I called her and tried to email her. And I couldn't get a response. And finally she emailed me. She says, I don't want to be friends with you anymore. and because you do this and this. Well, I couldn't answer her phone call every time she called, or I couldn't be there doing what she wanted because I work at home all the time. So sometimes I couldn't call her back for 24 hours. But, you know, at first it really bothered me a little bit. And then I said, no, it's okay. It's fine. I saw it coming. So we can get ourselves wrapped into these judgments and allow people to judge us. And then it gets to be a gigantic, big circle of judgment because then we allow other people to judge us. And we look at that judgment and we start thinking, oh, well, maybe they're right. We can't do that anymore.
No.
That's not who we are. And we waste so much time and energy with that when what we're supposed to be doing is raising our vibration, loving ourselves, so that when we make contact with other people, we're actually healing them and we're showing them how to live in love. Unconditional love. That was a gigantic piece that Jesus was teaching us, is that piece of unconditional love. The kingdom of God is within. The kingdom of God is within, over and over.
Over and over. And that was really his only commandment to us, to love one another as we love ourselves. But if we don't love ourselves, and that's the secret right there, if we don't love ourselves, it's very hard for us to extend that to someone else.
Right.
And then,
exactly.
And it causes a lot of other things like attachment. Sometimes we have unhealthy attachments to another person because we feel that we need that person to make up for what we won't honor in ourselves, what we don't honor in ourselves, or we think we're lacking in something. But we're never lacking in something. That's why love begins with us, doesn't it?
Yes, and people, you know, in relationships especially, male-female, the male will try to control, or the female. I've seen this, I'm seeing it another friend, the wife trying to control the husband. This control issue is out of sight. You don't love me because you don't do this and this.
Unconditional love,
yes.
Right?
It's not unconditional love, right. And that has to be in relationships, unconditional love. And I have done that, being a single woman, looking at guys and saying, well, that won't work for me. But what I do, I just pray and ask that you show me the way. Or, you know how bad I am. I'm a master dowser, so when I was dating more, before I found who I'm with now, I would always douse and say, how many lifetimes have I had with this person? And more importantly, how many soul contracts do I have with this person? Because sometimes we're supposed to be mirrors for each other, because that's how we learn more about who we are.
Uh-huh.
You think you and Reggie mirror each other any?
I don't
know what I'm saying. Mirror. You know, in relationships, you're learning about each other by mirroring. You're seeing yourself in the other person. And so when you start to judge, when you're in a close relationship and you start to judge another person, you're actually judging yourself.
Yeah.
So I found that in a marriage where I would look at this man and I would be, wow, I can't believe he's this and this and this. And then I'd say, but I'll try to do this for myself. But after a point, I couldn't even do that anymore. I knew I had to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes there's a fine line between, in relationships, between judging somebody and then recognizing that you have to let them go for your own self-good.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's hard, because if you care about somebody and love somebody, and yet anytime you're in their energy field or anytime you're around them, you feel the judgment, you feel the negativity, you do what you can. My question is, what do you do with that? You have to keep trying to hold the higher frequency. And what I do with some of my girlfriends who want to call and check, you know, I get a lot of check me, because I dowse so much, check my energy. And they want to tell me this story. I have got now where I have to be in my power of self-love by telling these people, I can't hear your story today.
Mm.
I'm not in a place where I can listen to this. But let me tell you what I see with you. You know you're judging. Sometimes you have to tell people you are judging, and that's not acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to help one another like that.
Most definitely.
And so if they continue to be that, like that, which is 3D living, I try to say, my next step is, you know, you're judging, and that's three-dimensional. I'm not there. I don't even like to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they still can't change, I just have to not answer the phone almost. Or sometimes I need a little break from people because there's just too much drama. I know everybody out there knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And then you sit, you worry, am I judging this person? So there's a fine line there between judging and protecting yourself.
Yeah.
And what you want to help that other person, but are they willing to help themselves? Can they see it? Are they wanting to go there? So now in the planet, it's a lot of letting go of people and situations without attachments that no longer are in your world.
Mm-hmm. You know, I made that point yesterday in our lesson, because we were talking about creating an action plan to accomplish
yes.
things that you want in your life. And here you are, you know, you're investing this energy in reprogramming your subconscious mind. And oftentimes when we're trying to pursue things that we desire, there's always someone in our circle who's a naysayer, you know, who's not going to go
yes.
along what you perceive. They'll tell you all the pitfalls and why you can't do it, or they'll make you feel that you're
yes.
good enough. And I said, you have to release those people or distance them until you're strong enough to be in their presence without
right.
you know, you feeling less than who you are. So that's the same thing that you're saying here. Sometimes I can't pick up the phone because I know that that energy is not energetically in agreement,
sure,
in alignment with my energy and with you doing so much energy work with other people. You can't afford to have that in your energy field. So it brings you down, and you're trying to raise everyone else up.
Right. I've got a woman that I really, she's a sweetheart, but she's a caretaker. And you know what I'm talking about, the caretakers that try to take over a little bit. They want to see about you. And I was talking to her about something I wanted to do on the road, and she was like, oh, my gosh, you can't do that. You've really got to check, and you've really got to be careful, and you really, everything is fear, 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 fear. And I was like, oh, my God. So finally I got up the nerve. I said to her, you know, I'm living in the fifth dimension, and what you're talking about and what you're saying is not in my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an affirmation. That is not who I am. Two things I found that I can say is that is not who I am, and that is not in my life. Those kind of things are not in my life. I don't have to fear that because it's not here. It's not in my life. It's not the truth of who I am. So we really have to sit down with our own selves and know the truth of who we are.
That's right.
And I'm such a workaholic, and I'll just get started, and it'll start building, and I'll go, go, go. So I just have to mark on my calendar days that I just don't do anything. And I have to say to myself, that's that's my do nothing day. And I don't think I've had one of those in a while. I think that's why I've been things have been kind of slowed down, making me slow down a little bit, because I was just going too hard. And you need to slow down, because with that slower pace, you're going to find you can go deeper into your joy and take care of who you are and read the affirmations. Take time to feed yourself. Here, 1 week, my guide said, you've got to stop what you're not balanced. You're out of balance, and you need to go out. So I'll go to a place where they have all this live music called Cowgirls, and I'll doubt, yeah, you got to go. They'll tell me what night to go, and I'll have the most fun ever, meet the most wonderful people. And it's so different here in Santa Fe than Atlanta, where I lived all my life. If you went out someplace, I mean, there's so many people, and there's not that many people here. So when I there's never an accident in my life, and when I'm told to go somewhere to relax, I always meet the most wonderful people. It's just very synchronistic. But it's not crowded here is what I'm trying to say. And many times you go out or you go to the grocery store or you go to the gym, and you're going to see the same people over and over again, which is a mate in the coffee shop, same people, because it's a small place. I'm trying to remember where I was going with that. But you feel like you're part of a community, and part of what you're doing as you're ascending, as you're building your community of like energy people. And you know, I get people calling me that are in jobs where, you know, they've got to talk about the person next door or their boss and how they're going to do it. And, I can't be in this. And you just have to make the decision, are you going to be detached from those energy fields, or are you going to have to move on?
Right.
So it's a lot about going within yourself, because you really have to know who you are. And staying balanced is my big thing that I've learned about me, is staying balanced. It's not about being, you know, helping and working and doing. You have to be a lot also.
Mm-hmm.
and trust that just with being who you are on the inside without judging. Because I've always been taught, because I was raised in a big family, that you got to stay busy and do stuff. You got to work all the time. And not feel guilty when you stop and go somewhere and listen to music or just go to a movie. Now, I'm not real crazy about movies most of the time. They're not. Sometimes there's things in them, but I try to, if I'm supposed to go to a movie, I douse it to see which one. Because, you know, I do not even have a TV, so I try not to stay connected into anything that would start to cause me to think different from where I am, you know? Mm-hmm. So the only way I know about a lot of stuff is just when I gaze at it a little bit on the internet.
Right.
So that's kind of thing, to stay disconnected from that.
So let me let people know the number to call in today.
Okay.
It's 914-338-0590. Press 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question or Cindy this morning. And, you know, in particular, we are addressing self-love this morning. And because if we don't love ourselves, it's hard for us to really extend love to others. And it's about centering ourselves and becoming aware of our personal power. And that's the conversation we're having this morning. So, again, that number is 914-338-0590. And I'm sure, Cindy, you're going to help us find those blocks. And release them this morning. So I'm going to go to our first caller, Cindy.
Okay.
Area code 617, you're on the air.
Hello, and good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever
morning.
You may be.
Is this DC?
No.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Okay. Wow.
This is
you still there?
Lisa, how are you?
I'm doing great, Lisa. How can I help you today?
Well, I'm glad that you have this topic of self-love. I'm glad that you're having this topic on self-love, because it's something that I've been struggling with for a very long time. And what I'm finding is that I feel like I'm going through these stages of, even though it's self-love, but I feel like I'm at a point where now I'm becoming angry. And I don't mean angry in a way where I'm tearing up the house and I'm, you know, kicking the dog and I'm yelling at people. It's actually anger that I need to release from my body.
Yes.
Whether that means crying or whether that means crying or talking with a friend or just even having a conversation with myself and letting it out. Because I've always been, I have to be prim and proper. I have to always say the right things and just always pretend.
Well,
and I'm just now at a point where it's like, you know what? I'm going to curse. I'm going to say, damn it. I don't like this.
Right.
I'm mad at
right.
this. That's not fair. That's not right. And I feel like now that I'm getting that out, I actually feel stronger.
Right. You're identifying what's there, because rather than suppressing it and not identifying,
yes.
you are bringing it up and identifying. And that's the only
yes.
way you're going to get rid of it. And that's
exactly.
what makes you sick, is when you hold it in. One of the
yeah.
new, you know, I do a lot of energy clearing. And my latest energy clearing that was channeled through another woman that I work with sometimes was because I clear the blocks and issues. And
mm-hmm.
one of our blocks and issues were the blocks and issues for receptivity to love.
Yeah.
And then I sit and I count that. And it's the main thing is the receptivity to you, you receiving the love from God, from
yeah.
yourself, and from other people.
Yeah.
What is blocking that flow, that channel of love to you? And
exactly.
if I'm looking at you, Lisa, right now, I'm getting that you've got 12 blocks in your channel to receive love. So I'm going to ask our divine creator and all of my higher beings that work with me to go in to Lisa's energy fields, because she's a willing and wanting at this present moment to release new blocks and issues in her receptivity to love.
Yes.
We ask that all of these be unplugged from any power sources in any of her bodies and burned in the violet flame. And all issues are erased. All implants are removed. All negative valves are removed, burned in the violet flame. Anything that blocks her from receiving love. And then we want that channel of love open to all of her. We want her to receive the full channel of divine love, the full channel of her self-love, and the full unconditional love from all others that flow to her with ease and grace.
Yes.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I was amazed, honey, I had 8 blocks myself, and I've been working this forever. And so, it's just, and that alone is part of us being harder on ourselves, not receiving the love that we need. Now, we've had a lot of energies that are coming to the planet right now, and the first level of energies that came, like at the last, near the end of fall last year, was about the Christ consciousness and the Christ love. And then we had more energies coming in with the total unconditional love that opened us up further to the Christ consciousness and the high heart chakra with this golden love.
Yeah.
And then over the spring equinox and the energies that came in there with all the eclipses, we had a higher level of love that we've never had on this planet before. And it's the level, it's the joy of love.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the things a lot of us miss, is the joy of love. Because right now, we all need to be in the highest level of joy that we've ever known. And we can have it, but all these other things have to fall away.
Amen.
So, Lisa, with you, total love, I'm expecting you to have that high divine joy.
Yes.
The joy that only the soul knows when it goes back to source. And now we can have that full connection.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. Yes. Thank you so very, very much. This is
truly welcome, Lisa.
I needed. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
God bless you. God bless.
God bless you too, darling. Bye-bye, Lisa.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go on our next caller. Area code 828, you're on the air. Hello, 828, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
You're on the air with Cindy Bentley.
Hi.
Who am I speaking with?
Bill Bowers.
Bill?
Bill, yes.
Okay. Where are you calling from, Bill?
Calling from a hospital bed in Sarasota, Florida.
And what brings you to the, can you share with us why you're in the hospital?
I have had, since November, about 8 months of dehydrations, kidney stones, and urinary tract infections. It's kind of like wiped my situation out clear as far as being able to work. They feel it was, I found out it was formaldehyde poisoning in the air conditioning I was breathing in, but more importantly, high levels of white blood cells in the urine, and I have an ileostomy, which makes me hard to hang on to fluids, but it's been a lot more than that. It's very complicated. Both holistic and allopathic doctors and holistic people have been very baffled as to what's going on, and I use humor to get around it. I have all the nurses in here clucking like chickens and moving like cows. I'm a professional dowser and psychic, and this has been a very baffling experience on the physical level.
Yes, definitely.
I would call you and order brunch to have it delivered if you can whip it up for me.
Yeah, you don't. I'm not that good a cook. You may not want my. And it's a long way from Santa Fe. It wouldn't be very good by the time it got there. But let me just. I'm just going to talk. Bill, I want to look at you just for a minute with your permission. I'm looking in your energy fields now, and you're really not very clear at all. And when I think of illness, I think of the entities in our attached to us, in our incarnates and the spirits hanging out. And when I'm looking at you, you've got a lot of negative entities. And I'm asking, is it more than 100,000? Yes. 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 800, 850,000, which is definitely hospital material there. That's where I see them in ICU and really sick people. So you're fighting this, and right now what I want to do is let all your energies and all your bodies, I'm calling on my helpers to come to you and escort all of these out of all your energy fields and all the negative entities. We're asking them to go to the light, the divine light above your head, and be cleared, and then block all the portal ways and pathways back to Bill with golden creator substance. And then the next thing we want to do is seal all the, usually I count these, but I'm just going to ask my people to go into your home and any area around you where there's negative portals and seal those negative portals with golden creator substance and the land around Bill. We ask that those be sealed with golden creator substance. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then all the negative entities around your room, in your home, or any place where you work, that all the negative entities are all sent to the light so they cannot go to Bill's light ever again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The next thing I want to do is, how many negative beings are on Bill? None. Negative entities? None. How many, and I do about 30 things, Bill, so I'm just going to go what comes to my mind, what they're showing me first. We can't do everything here, but the next thing is some negative implants I want to take off from your energy fields. 10,000, 20,000, 100,000, 100, 200, 300, 400. Okay, well, I'm just going to take off a lot of negative implants. We'll put it that way. We want all negative implants on Bill. We now ask that you unplug from all power sources, burn in the violet flame, heal with golden creator substance, that Bill can move forward in his life free of any pain. We ask that you fill the imprints with golden creator substance, dissolve all the miasms, and burn the trigger mechanisms in the violet flame, and then remove all negative programs on Bill at the present time and burn those in the violet flame. And the other thing I want to do, your receptivity to loving yourself, you've got 16 blocks. That's how many my boyfriend had, 16 blocks. I said, no wonder we're not moving very far, very fast. You've got all these blocks in your receptivity to my love. But it's better since it's 100% change since we figured that one out. I'm always working on them, you know. So on Bill, we now ask that you remove all 16 blocks and issues in his receptivity to love, that he can have full power in loving himself, full power in channel open to the divine love that is his, to flow directly into all of his soul, that he's a direct connection to divine light and divine love. And then may he be open to the love from other people around him and accept the love that people give him at 100%. Thank you, thank you, thank you. How you feeling, Bill?
Well, after 6 hospitalizations and 8 relapses, I'm past the stage of being freaked out about it or discouraged. I just look at this all right now, as of this morning, as it's just being a purging. Now, I do a lot of dowsing for other people and get major results, but I'm not sure. These are just areas I've not really seen much of a difference. As far as accepting love, I think I'm doing a pretty good job of that right now. It'll be interesting what happens in the next week or so.
Yeah.
Moved out of a toxic house. Work is coming in. Clients are wanting me to work for them, and to have this happen again for different reasons. There's more toxicities in the new place. But more importantly, with the compromised physical health I've had since 21, losing my colon, and the emotional component to that, as healers, we have to be careful not to take on those who we're working with and to clear it on a regular basis. So all I can say is I'm open to the healing. I'm open to the suggestions of what you just prayed about.
Yep, be open to all of your love of self. And I think you can move forward because you've got great gifts.
I am pretty much open to love of self. In fact, I'm feeling really good about that, after all these hospitalizations, I've given up the victim mode or the why me mode. It's just gratitude for life and nature and so it's, this is like getting old, like, okay, it's time to move on, to feel it has to stay this way. It can get much better now.
Sure. And I can remember when I had issues and things, even not as big as what you're going through, I sometimes have a little anger with God because I used to do, you either make it, God, I'm serving, I'm in 100% full service, you either make it better or get me the heck out of here, you know?
Look,
I can't,
exactly.
This is the hardest place in all the universes for the soul to learn and grow and learn about itself and work on the mission, because we have to get down here and go freaking unconscious and we don't recognize our divine powers.
Right.
So if I'm being obstructed in a lot of different ways and yet I'm opening my channel for everything to flow and it is not flowing, then I've been angry. And then I've gone from the anger part to, well, if God is serving me now and all things are in divine order, then this must be divine order also. So I'm not going to fight this. There's something somewhere within this where somebody needs me or I am serving in some other capacity, just not seeing the full picture. So kudos to you if you've been through all that and now you're at the other side.
Well, I'm making jokes about the whole damn thing, but during the throes of physical dehydration and physical pain, I mean, when I think about the financial aspects of all these hospitalizations, and that's okay. I always am able, even if in the hospital, to do readings for people and help them. So self-love, it's getting there more. And, all of us can feel like sometimes light workers, like we're foot soldiers, like the Vietnam vets. They're out there fighting, and their own government sprayed Agent Orange on them because, they're expendable. And sometimes it can feel like, what are you doing, God, sleeping with the enemy? But in reality, some of it's our own choices and our own subconscious. Some of it is just our toxic planet. And yet, the soul knows that when you really go into the emptiness, like the Tibetan Buddhists, that this illusion, through thought, can change in a heartbeat, you know, with faith
exactly.
and intent.
Yes.
So,
yes.
I'm just going to move in with Reggie and Cynthia, or I'll move in with you. Whoever the better cook.
Yep.
Okay, Bill. Thank you so
good
much.
Good luck, Bill. Blessings, Bill.
Yeah, and for you as well.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, Cindy?
Yes. I'm good. I'm ready for another person. How are you doing, Cynthia?
I'm doing pretty good.
Am I rambling too much today? I mean, we're getting some good this is good. I like this.
I know. You know what's so amazing? But the connection, all the connections, I'm talking about the electronic connections, not the spiritual connections, but it's just,
uh-huh.
they're just kind of wacky today. And I know my energy is kind of off today. I don't know. I don't know. So much rain.
I think it's the planet. Because, you know, I've been having that little sinus stuff going. You can hear it in my voice. I'm very hoarse.
Yes. Yes.
I'm drinking hot tea so I can talk. But right. I've been told that we need to, this week with the planets and the energies from the solar flares and things, that we need to be being rather than doing. And sometimes we're forced to be, like I'm forced, we're forced to be being rather than doing things.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I don't know. Sorry about the electronics. I've had electronic problems so much. I'm on my third router here, for Wi-Fi router. Thankfully, I know how to put them in by myself. In less than a year, I've blown out three routers because they're sitting right here in my office where all the heavy energy comes through.
Wow, that's very unusual.
I know.
Wow. Okay, so we're going to go to our next caller. How about that?
Okay.
Area code 442, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you. Hello? This is Deep from the UK.
Oh, hi, Deep. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, Deep.
Hi. How are you, Cindy?
Good. How's love?
I think it's all right. These Fridays are less busy, so I just thought I would call in.
Okay.
If Cindy doesn't mind to do some blockage clearing and clearing of negative energy around me, please.
Sure. Let's see how receptive you are to love. And you're pretty darn good. How many blocks and issues does Deep have in receiving love? And I'm getting four. Wow. That's fantastic. You got it. So I'm going to ask my beings to clear Deep's blocks and issues in receiving love, divine love, self-love, and love from others. And all of his love channels are open at 100%, that he can be divinely loved in all ways. Thank you, thank you, thank you. How clear is Deep today? He's 100% clear. No negative entities, no negative beings, none. How many darks, any negative spirits? None. What have you been meditating already today? You're looking pretty darn clear, Deep. Are you showing off?
No. I had a clearing done just yesterday.
Yeah, you're real clear. You just want to be double checked, aren't you?
But do you think just by normal meditation I can continue this state of clarity or whatever it's called? Or do you think I need to come to a professional like yourself to get a proper clearance every few months?
You, Yeah, you can do this. You can do this, babe. You need to call on your higher self and higher divine healing beings, the archangels and the masters. And you need to call on them to come in and clear your energy fields.
Right, it's as simple as that.
Yeah, you release it. Tell them, I release all to be transmuted to light and love.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, is there anything else which needs to be cleared or done?
And you can always use Saint Germain's violet flame. And he'll burn away everything. That's what I use. I call on Saint Germain and the violet flame to burn away.
Right, yeah, I've done the violet flame.
So I'll just do them.
Sorry.
Okay, I just wanted to clear away a little bit. You're done.
Okay.
So okay.
Right?
That's right.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thank you, Cindy. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to move on to area code 301. Good morning. Area code. Yes, 301. How are you this morning?
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, baby.
It's
campus.
Hi. Yes, it is. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. Do you have a question for Cindy this morning?
Yeah, I want to check my overall receptiveness and see, make sure there are no blockages.
And your receptivity to love, Anthony, let me see if I can get in. Anthony, present moment on the phone, how many blocks and issues does he have in receiving love? I get 8. So we're going to ask all those blocks and issues be removed, burned in the violet flame, and all areas of Anthony healed with golden creator substance. All the channels of love from Divine Creator go into Anthony, and Anthony's love from himself is opened, and his channel of love to other people is opened so that he can receive his love. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And, you know, the big thing now, what we're talking about today is unconditional love, and that means unconditionally loving yourself also. And unconditional love of other people. You know, it's hard to be in a relationship, if any type of relationship, with people that are real close to you or people you see every day. If you're judging, you really have to let go of the judge. And I was telling Cynthia earlier about someone who chose not to be my friend anymore. And I did not judge her back. I just said, remember, I emailed her back and said, remember, you're the goddess. So keep yourself up high and take care of yourself. Because it was her choice.
Mm-hmm.
So you have this choice, you know, to decide who is in your life and who is blocking you from receiving love. Who is keeping you from being the full embodiment of love itself? Is there somebody who's rejecting you? Rejecting your love, and maybe they're not open to receive it. But you can show them by your unconditional love how they're supposed to love. That's what we're supposed to be doing as light workers. And people who get the message that they are love and that they can show love, you're teaching other people how to love. In many places around this world, we've learned how not to love. In actuality, mm-hmm. we need to be learning how to love. Well, you know, there's so much judgment that on other people, other countries, other religions about, well, you can't, you know, you meet somebody and they tell you their life and something comes up, their religion or some who they're married to, and, oh, you immediately back away. And we can't do that anymore. We're all one. We're really knitted together. And we need to be more accepting of one another. And with your, Auntie, holding a higher love frequency, you're actually teaching other people how to love also.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Lead by example.
Right. How's your love been lately?
It's been high, I would say.
Good.
I've shown unconditional, and I've been very considerate and thoughtful. There has been a couple relationships where I wanted to back off, but that was from the physical part of it. But I've always maintained the mental. Yeah.
Yes. Very good.
But there are some people I need to reach out to and just make sure that they understand that they are still, I still care about them. And I think that's probably why I might have been blocked.
Yeah.
I need to reach out.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling, Anthony.
You can do that, Anthony.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A phone call wouldn't hurt, you know, to let them know that, you know, they're still special.
Right. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Alrighty. I want to give everybody a reminder. Our telephone number here is 914-338-0590. We are working with Cindy Bentley. Cindy, give them your contact information.
Yes. My email address is cbentleyrn@aol.com. cbentleyrn@aol.com. And my web, you can www.cindybentley.com or www.dnareconnection.com. Any of those, you can go to my website.
Uh-huh.
And I've got a lot of, I've had several stories published, and there's lots of good reading on my website. I explain about the DNA, and there's some things in there that might ring true to some people. But you can go through there and connect with me, and or if you decide you want a session, you can go through my website and order a session, or you can just send me an email, and I'll call you, and we can get together. I work remotely everywhere.
That's what I love about energy work and moving into this new era that we have, because
communication.
Time and distance anywhere. Let me ask, I wanted to ask you a question.
Sure.
Tell us a little bit about your DNA activation work and how did you get started in it?
Well, I got started in it. I was working with a lady there in Atlanta called April Myrick. What happened was I have a book, too, I forgot to tell you guys. It's Celestial Being, How to Shift to Fifth Dimensional Living. And what happened was that I've always been searching. I've studied metaphysics since I was in high school in the 60s. And what happened was that eventually I just wanted more and more, and I found myself in a time where I had a lot of infections and I couldn't get rid of it. And so I went to a holistic guy and he cleared my energy fields.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt terrific, but it only lasted for 2 days. And he was telling me what all he saw in my energy fields. And so I prayed and I said, God, teach me how to clear my energy fields. And I opened up the mailbox a few days later, and there was a an advertisement for the Knowledge Shop for a class in dowsing. It said, learn to douse and clear your energy fields. That's exactly what it said. So I signed up, and April Myrick was teaching that class, and I had already purchased a book called The 12 Powers by Ann Brewer. And the 12 powers being the 12 DNA strands, and she talked about reconnecting these DNA strands by letting go of the blocks and issues. And then there's a couple of other people I was reading about also that was doing that, but it would take months and months and months of releasing and clearing yourself, and it's hard bringing stuff up. So I went in. April Myrick had studied under Ann Brewer, as synchronicity would have it, and so she asked me, did I want to study with her, and I said yes. So I studied with her for about 3 years, and she cleared my energy fields and reconnected the DNA and taught me how to do it, how to do 3 levels of energy clearing and blueprint repatterning and activating DNA. And I studied more and more different people's teachings, how they did this, Eric Pearl, Margaret Ruby, and put this together and recognize I've got gifts that after I clear out everyone's energy fields, if I clear out all your energy fields, then I can activate the DNA. And what I'm finding now, there's still a few people that are already connected in that come to me. I had someone, I was working with a guy from New Zealand yesterday, and he's already 100% in his light body, and he's already got all of his DNA connected. I knew this by dowsing, but there were still a few things in all of his energy bodies and my 25 areas of clearing that he needed help with. He knew what it was. And there was some genetic things. It's really hard to get the genetics. So anyway, it's just something I've learned to do. When it was done on me by April, like in the late 90s, I was very sick. And I still have people, if they've got a lot on them and I clear them out, there is this detox that you have. By clearing all this, it's a detox, and we feel that now with the new energies on the planet, because we are releasing so much stuff just by the divine energies that are coming into our energy bodies that are clearing us right now, so that we can hold a higher frequency. Because you can't go into a high vibrational dimension on the planet if you're still holding on to an old frequency and old energies that we're in 3D, and that's part of clearing your body, connecting the DNA, is clearing out all the old so that you can step into this high-frequency love energy and be part of the new Earth, be part of this heaven on Earth. So I started, but I kind of made it my own. I've changed things around and added things. I read a lot, and people call me and find things like the negative ET implants. Somebody found them but couldn't take them off. So I'm just kind of, after doing this for 14 years, that's all I think about. You know, somebody asked me to teach them, and I'm like, you know, I can't. You'd have to go back to April, because I've kind of taught myself working with my beings how, and working with my divine creator, how this needs to be done for me, because it's a gift. That makes sense. And we all have a gift. We all have something to give.
Wow.
We just have to work on it. And I was pretty obsessive. When I started dowsing, I would douse 10 hours a day. I couldn't go to sleep without dowsing. I mean, for hours. I would be dowsing the planet, healing the planet.
Wow.
So It was a definite, this is my mission from the get-go, because I'm pretty darn excessive. And for me to leave Atlanta, Georgia, after almost 60 years and everything I've ever known, to follow God guiding me to come to the West, And yet I haven't stopped. I'm still working. So you just keep moving forward too. I kind of rambled, didn't I? We were talking DNA. But it makes a big difference. Even if you have your DNA connected, if you still have blockages, you still can't get all that light in. You're still not fully healed. So that's what people are finding, that they can really get hooked in once they get all the energies cleared out. And you can do that yourself, but most people can't sit and start. It's hard, and it takes a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I encourage people to give you a call and, you know, to schedule a session with you for their healing. But let's take another caller here.
Sure.
Good morning. This is Kathy. How are you?
Good morning. It's Kathy. How are you?
Wonderful, baby. You ready for the weekend?
It's going to be a hot one.
You have a question?
Hey, Kathy.
I do. I threw my back out a few weeks ago, and I've been going to the chiropractor, but it seems like I'm getting worse. Like, I think I have a pinched nerve. I have pains running down my legs.
Wow.
Yeah.
You want me to see if something's in that energy? How many negative devices are in Kathy's low back? Ooh. Let's just clear out all the any negative devices, any on Kathy at the present time. Kathy, what area code are you?
Area code 410.
Okay. I usually get birth dates, but I'm trying to get. Do I need to get Kathy's birth date? Yeah. What's your birth date?
12/13/53.
Okay. I want to go into your energy fields and check your low back area and your any area around the lower back. How many negative devices or negative implants are there that need to come out? And waiting. Okay. We've got about 90. At the present time on Kathy's low back, I ask that you remove all negative implants or negative devices that are in her low back. We ask with divine help that you go into her energy fields. She's allowed to be healed, that these devices and implants are burned in the violet flame and healed Kathy with golden creator substance. Thank you. Thank you. All implants, all miasms and trigger mechanisms are all healed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay.
How about the neck?
Yeah, once you start working on the how many implants? Yeah, you got them there too. Not quite as many, 75. Please, at the present time, go into Kathy's neck and remove all negative implants, negative devices. Burn them in the violet flame of Saint Germain. Heal with golden creator substance. Remove all imprints, miasm, and trigger mechanisms. And heal Kathy 100%. Thank you, thank you. Okay, Kathy, that should help.
Okay, what's causing it?
I don't know.
Don't know? Okay. Okay.
What's causing the back pain?
The negative implant. The negative, what you call them, negative implants?
Uh-huh. We all have them.
Uh-huh.
I'd say negative, is that means it's dark or demonic or anything like that. And what I found now is that the light workers, we have thousands of them that were used for us to be blocked in the three dimension. And now that we're in fifth dimension, I'm taking off you know, 50,000, 80,000 negative ET implants for the first time ever. Used to it would be 5 or 6. But the energies have changed. We're in higher frequencies, and you can no longer hold on to these negative ET implants in your body. They have to be, a lot of things are coming out. So if they're, you're in pain, they're showing up to be taken off.
Will they come back again?
No.
No. Okay.
It's a one-time thing. But, hey, I've cleared off thousands and thousands of people, but they'll come back. They're not. It's not like they come back. It's that there's layers of them sometimes, and I've had to clear off layers, or it's not ready for, your body is not ready. It's not the right time for them to come off. Timing is big. Because
really?
If you can't, if I take things out of you that need to come out and you're not ready for it, it's like a shock to the system. Because somehow this is keeping you balanced in a lower frequency. And so what we need to do is take off everything so that you can, as it's come, especially with the earth now, so much is coming off to be released, because I get these phone calls every day and text messages. Check me, something's on me, I've got more implants, I feel like I can't stop crying. Well, all of this are stuck things that are in either your emotional, physical, spiritual, or mental bodies that are coming up to be removed. Well, rather than you go through it, when I do my work, I just ask for divine help to take these out of your energy fields and burn them in the violet flame. And so... yes, so that you can hold the full essence of who you are in your high frequency.
Is this affecting the bird?
Does that make sense?
The bird is still sick.
Your bird is still sick?
Yeah.
Listen,
like,
how many negative portals?
Am I affecting him?
How many negative portals are in your house? How many negative portals are in Kathy's house? How many negative entities are on Kathy's bird? None. How many negative beings are on Kathy's bird? None. How sick is her bird? You know, the bird's like 65% ill. You know, I would have to really focus on this for a minute. Is there anything inside the bird that we need to remove? Yes, there is. Are there negative implants? Hey, you got it. You're right. That's the first time I found him on an animal. So he's taking them on. You're right. What's your bird's name?
Hollywood.
We now ask that Hollywood, Kathy's bird, have all negative implants removed and burned in the violet flame and then healed with golden creator substance. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. That's good, Kathy.
Somebody said he was picking up whatever I have and mimicking me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Which I thought was pretty interesting.
Yep, he is. He was. He loves you, you know.
I know he loves me, and I love him. And he keeps going to the animal hospital because he's sick, and he comes back, and I give him medicine, and.
Oh. Are you gone a lot during the day?
Yeah.
Is he by himself a lot?
Yes. 3 days a week he is.
Okay. That's not too bad.
He looks out the window at the other birds, you know, so it's like, you know, I put the music on for him.
Good. You're taking care of him. That's good.
Yeah.
How old is the bird? How old is Hollywood?
He's 12. He's a parrot. He's a small parrot.
Wow.
Yeah. All the family has problems. Today, my husband goes for prostate they have to take a piece out to see if it's cancer or not.
Okay.
We're just trying to heal here.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Kathy.
I'll probably be calling you.
Kathy, I need to do a deeper look on your husband with his permission. Okay.
Yeah, I will. I'll call you.
All right. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you. Have a beautiful weekend.
God bless. Thank you. God bless.
Okay. We're running short on time. So, area code 917, how are you this morning?
Yes, good morning. How are you, lovely ladies? Thank you for having your show.
Thank you.
I just want to know about my relationship with my boyfriend, Michael. I don't know if you have to clear anything or what you can't.
What's your name?
Tina.
Tina? How long have y'all been together?
A couple of months.
Can you hear me, Tina?
Yeah, we've been together a couple of months.
Okay. So how many, can I doubt Tina at the present time? How many blocks and issues do you have in receiving love? Got 13 blocks and issues, so we're going to ask that those blocks and issues in Tina's receiving love be removed, burned in the violet flame, that she can be totally connected to her God source and totally connected to loving herself and receiving divine love and receiving love from other people. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And that you feel deserving of, Tina, I want you to really work on feeling deserving of having big love for yourself. Okay? Big love. And how many blocks and issues? And I can't work on Michael because I have to have his permission. But we can do this. How many lifetimes has Tina and Michael been together? And I get, wow. Like 230 lifetimes together? Do you feel like you know him already?
Yes, very comfortable, yes.
Yeah, this is one of your soulmates for your lives here. Do y'all have contracts together? Oh, yeah. You've got about almost 200 contracts. Are you feeling like this is it?
Yes.
I guess so. With all that energy, that's what I did when I was checking out the guys before I found my man. I would just douse how many lifetimes and how many soul contracts we had together. And I was feeling it, but I had to, I'm a Virgo. I have to prove it. I had to check it. And I was still saying, God, are you sure? God, are you sure? You know, guys, is this right for me? Because it's so wonderful, and you've been out here going out through this world just settling for less. And we don't have to settle for less ever again, because there's a divine mate for us that has been with us many, many lifetimes. That is, the soul never forgets. The soul always remembers. So when you run into that soul, and you feel that soul, and you feel that love, and you know, you both know that you've got so much work to do together. It's there's nothing like it. You can't even describe it hardly. It's wonderful. And you try not, for me, I try not to look back and say, why did I ever settle for less? Why did I ever think that I could make do with less than high soul frequency that's a true connection? So kudos to you, Tina. You guys did good to find each other. And that's what it's about right now in the fifth dimension, is finding that soulmate that you've been with in many, many lifetimes, so you can now finally enjoy high joy love and divine love without working through karma. We no longer have to do all the karma stuff with our soulmate. If you find the right one, it just flows. It's just good.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for my wedding invitation.
Okay, thank you. Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome, Tina. Bye-bye.
Have a good weekend.
Bye. Have a great day. You too. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, area code 678, you are on the air and our last caller for the day.
Oh, Cynthia, I got in. I got that lucky chance.
You're lucky. This is Miss Susie.
Yes, it
is. Hi, Susie.
How you doing?
Good. How are you, Susie?
Oh, I'm doing good. I have a question for you. Could you tell me if
okay.
I have, at this point in my life, have I been in the presence yet of my soulmate? And do you think you can give me any information if I have contracts with this person?
May I doubt Susie?
Okay. Yes.
Has Susie met her, because we have a lot of soulmates, but this is your love interest soulmate.
Yes, that's what I would like to know, yes.
I have another woman that I work with all over the planet, and we know we're soul sisters. We've been together in a lot of lifetimes. So what you want is your love, your soulmate, love soulmate for your
yes,
love
ma'am.
Interest. Has Susie met her divine mate? For this lifetime yet. I get no. Do you think you've met him already?
I thought so.
Can you give me a name so I can count the contracts in your lifetimes?
Okay, his name is Tim.
Well, you've had 170 lifetimes together.
Wow.
And you've got 10, 20, 30, 40. You've got 119 soul contracts. Now, I'm just going to tell you about this because I've been through it. Sometimes what happens, because we have free will and we make these arrangements before we get here, that at such and such time we're going to meet and we're going to work together, we're going to live together, you're my soulmate, this will be high joy, and you meet them. Well, what happens if, and there's got, we still have all these, this happened to me, we still have 317 soul contracts together, but he has been so brutally abused by his mother or father, or something's happened, and he's still unconscious, and he's still not waking up to who he is and his love. Now, you can work on it for a little bit, but if it's not going to happen, you know, you have to move on. And what I had to do is pray for backup, because I knew that there wasn't just one. Now, this is major. This was supposed to be gigantically major person that does healing work, which they do. But it was not the romance that I thought that I want. It wasn't the intimacy or the support, the day-to-day, because this person cannot stay still. He's all over the planet. All over the planet, a few weeks here, a few weeks there, every country doing healing work. And I needed something. He's not a commit person, but yet God had a backup for me. And when I met my boyfriend now, it was gigantic. I doused. He doesn't have quite as many soul contracts, but he does have a lot, and those are building. So I'm thinking the person that you're with now, the first person that you're really supposed to, that, you know, I think God's got them lined up. If the first one that you're supposed to be with, he's not on his journey and your energies aren't, does that make sense to you, Susie? You know, you meet somebody and they're not, they can't match your frequency? Susie?
Right. We actually are not.
Do you understand what I'm saying? I think you've met somebody already. I think this is your backup soulmate, if that makes sense. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I think there was another one, but he did not, he could not match you. He was not ready for that love, that deep love. This guy is ready. He can handle it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we're all on this journey. We're not, we do make plans. It doesn't mean we're all going to be there at the same time. Sometimes it just doesn't work out. Occasionally, you know, you've met, we all have met people. We know we're their soulmates, but they didn't recognize us, you know. It's heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And then if they, if you want someone to be your partner, they're going to have to hold, if you've been on a journey where you're letting go and growing in spirit and growing in your soul, if the other person hasn't, then it's just not going to work out that good. You know what I'm saying? You have to have energetic frequency connection for it to work well. Any other questions, Susie?
Well, I'm just friends with him. I don't, you know, that's right at this point I am, so I don't know. Would there be a chance that he works these things out, or it just isn't going to be for my for this lifetime for me?
What percent chance will Susie be with her soulmate in the next 3 years? Will she be romantically involved with her soulmate in the next 3 years? There is a 95% chance it'll work out.
Oh, okay. That's pretty darn good.
I know. Just be patient. Be patient, honey. Be patient.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much, hon. You have a wonderful day.
You're welcome. Thank you. You too, Susie.
Okay, goodbye, Cynthia.
Bye, baby girl.
Okay,
I love you.
Okay,
sweet.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Wow. Well, that's just taken us up almost to the end of our show.
Okay.
I really enjoyed it today. Talking about love, and I want you to give your information out again, Cindy. Thank you so much, and we're so excited that you're coming every month.
I am. I'm excited too. This is great fun. Getting up at 4 is not the most fun, but once I get on the phone, it's great because I'm 2 hours behind, but it's really good. My information is www.cindybentley.com. or www.dnareconnection.com. And you can find me at cbentleyrn@aol.com. And my phone, I'm going to pass out my phone number. It's 404-247-9203. And that number is on my website if you need to call me and make an appointment.
Well,
and I look forward to next month. I'll be back on next month.
I know. Isn't this exciting?
Yeah. It'll be good.
It really will. Wonderful.
Thank you for having me. This has been great.
We love you, Cindy. Well, you know, we're going to do some DNA activations next month. I think that should be fun.
Okay. That sounds good.
All righty. Listen, everybody, have a great weekend. Thank you for listening in to Circles of Prosperity's Oracle Friday. We love you. Be safe, be good, and most of all, love yourself.